It can be a freshly baked chocolate-covered donut sitting next to a cup of fresh fruit. Or it can be sitting at home, curled up under a warm blanket, rather than lacing up your sneakers to go for a run. But have you ever noticed how the whisper of temptation can be heard farther than the loudest call to do what is right? And once you succumb to staying under the blanket, eating your donut, it feels impossible to stop, doesn't it? Well, what is most tempting to you? This meditation from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 is on temptations of the heart. Physical temptations can be powerful, but the soft whispers of emotional temptation can often scream even louder. So begin your meditation by settling deeper into wherever you are at this moment. Just be mindful of all that is around you. Take note of any distractions and allow yourself to intentionally begin to center on the presence of Father, Spirit, and Son. Let your heart become mindful of their presence. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from 1 Peter chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, keep me from temptation. May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. And Lord God, keep me from temptation. Humble yourselves so that at the proper time God may exalt you. And Lord God, keep me from temptation. Humble yourselves and cast all of your anxieties on God because He cares for you. Lord God, keep me from temptation. Continue on for a moment by letting your heart settle even deeper. Become mindful of God's presence in this time of prayer and contemplative meditation. Come now into the divine presence. Come. What is most tempting to you? Well, take note of it. Don't linger on it. Give it no power. It is only a mere thought. But take note of it and watch as it then passes on by. Scan your body and your mind for a moment. How do you respond when tempted? Take note of any feelings of hopelessness or helplessness or maybe weakness. Take another moment to be aware of any thoughts or emotions that you have in fighting temptation. Feel no judgment or condemnation for weakness. For now, simply note your thoughts and allow them to pass. Center too on your breathing. Continue by taking several deep, complete belly breaths. Each full and slow and deep. Be mindful of each breath. Each breath unique. Each breath new and refreshing. Each slow inhale is fulfilling. Each exhale is a release. Stay here centered for several more moments. Distracting and tempting thoughts may rise to the surface, and that's fine. Rather than judging yourself for those thoughts, allow them to be part of your centering and then return without effort to your breathing and whispering, "Lord God, keep me from temptation." Now continue as you center on listening for God through three different divine readings of this passage from Holy Scripture. Here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from the Apostle Paul. He was well accustomed to the temptations of the human heart. Contemplate on what you hear from his thoughts in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, from the New Living Translation. Dear friend, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. Where did the Holy Spirit take you in this reading? Well, listen once more from Scripture and notice where God's heart leads yours. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptations to be more than you can stand. And when you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. Did you notice something different and fresh this time? Before this next minute, contemplate on what spoke to you most deeply. Once more, but now reflect on your emotions. Listen to this same passage, but a wider reading from the New International Version. These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you, accept what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest here reflecting on any sensations and passions that your heart is pushing to the surface. This may be an emotional time for you, but don't rush your emotions as you seek after God. Take this next minute as a time of contemplation and confession. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Reader's Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Lord God, I know I am tempted in the same way all other human beings are, but God, help me remember you are faithful. You will not let me be tempted any more than I can take. But when I am tempted, you will give me a way out. Then I will be able to deal with it. I pray this now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer? Well, for a moment, allow these words of Paul to become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to the passage. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Notice it said not if, but when. What tempts you at this moment? Well, with your eyes closed, see it in your eye, but give it no power. Instead, look past it. Look over its shoulder. Look through it. Imagine an alternative on the other side. See another choice. And see that choice as a door. A door showing you a way out so that you can endure. Take this next minute to walk towards that door. Feel your hand in Christ's hand as he walks you past what tempts you towards the way out that he has provided you. Stay here for a while longer, resting in the enduring presence of Father, Son, and Spirit, enduring in the face of temptation. and silently whisper the answer to your centering prayer. Lord God, you have kept me from temptation. As you rest here in the enduring care of God, be mindful too of others you encounter on the way that may be listening to the soft whispers of temptation. How might God use you to help another endure and instead follow the path of righteousness? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the first light of day or when evening comes, be mindful of moments of overcoming temptation. Times you felt led past temptation towards the way out. For it will be then and there you will encounter the enduring care of God. So with your eyes closed, receive this benediction to recall that the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. He will show you a way out. May you take the hand of Christ, experience the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the enduring care of God. Amen.